on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's back.
Good morning.
Her extended mountain trip. Today, the 30th of July, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Jared's going to give us a fire update after you give us the weather, sweetie. Well, and if you hear any noise in the background, that is a dog's tail wagging against against our table.
We have our pet of the week. We'll get to it in a minute.
Been first. Wagging.
Well, how nice. See, that's the beauty of the innocence of animals, just happy to be out and about. So we'll get to our pet of the week in a moment. It's currently 82 degrees. Can you believe it? Yeah, when you go outside, it is muggy this morning. Mostly sunny and hot today with 108. Tonight, 76. Tomorrow will be 105. Sunday, hot 101 as we look progress here. We're just in a heat spell, folks. 101 on Monday and Tuesday, 101 as well. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. They are a locally owned family located in Anderson, 365-3793.
Okay, what I was pointing at was we have wires hanging underneath this, and Bo came over to see me. And I was afraid Bo was getting tangled up in the wires. So that's why I said, no, underneath the table here. Oh, what an adorable dog you have here. Katrina's here from Haven, Maine. Tell us about, it's Bo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about Bo.
Okay, he's 2 years old. He is a pit mix. He's a really sweet boy. And I brought him here today because today is kind of a special day for him. It's his 100th day in our shelter.
Oh, boy.
So
has Bo been here before?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I think he's just been here for the whole time.
Okay.
But he's a really good boy. Like I said, he's 2 years old, so he's still young, and he does have a lot of that, like, young energy. But he's really good because he does seem to kind of, like, follow the vibe of his handler. When I'm walking him around, he's not dragging me around. He kind of goes at your pace. So he does have a lot of energy, but he's a very respectful dog.
He came up when I walked in, because Bo's about, what, 70 pounds, 80?
Yeah.
Somewhere between 75, around that. Let's just say 75 pounds. He's a beautiful dog, and he came right over and licked my hands and just said, hey, can I be your friend? And then what I was talking about was he came underneath the table here and to come over and say hello some more, lick my hands, and come over and say hello to Linda. But we have some wires, you know, that were hanging down there. They were kind of up in a little, little bit.
Studios usually equate wires.
When he walked under there, I think it hit him in the head. So he didn't bite or anything, but it just dropped the wires a little
well,
bit.
Well, 100 days, when you think about how long that is, and in, let's see, 3, 6, 9, almost 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been in the shelter. So glad to have him out today. And my 3 months, 3, 6, 9. Well, anyway. In dog terms,
going on
it's
four
forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In dog terms, it's a year.
Yeah.
Well, he is just, we've got a photo of him on our
chat pack,
and he is black and white and just adorable.
All right.
I mean, for a big dog, he's adorable.
He is cute because he's kind of like a brindle patterned on his back, but I really like the white patch on his front. It's kind of like a little bib.
Well, tell us what's going on with Haven while you're here in this moment. I mean, we want to get Bo adopted, but besides that, and besides that.
Yeah, I will say about that, we are typically doing adoptions by appointment, but we are going to do something special from here on out. And that is, if you hear about our pet of the week, you can come in today. Like, if you want to come in today, you can without an appointment, and we'll make sure that you have some time to meet with Bo so you can take him home.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
This is a,
that's nice. That's a nice little change, like open it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Bo, like I said, you're saying that you can walk him. He doesn't pull. He's house trained.
He needs a home.
He is, you know what?
He needs a forever home.
Is there any restrictions on, like, you know, no cats, no elephants in the yard or anything, anything like that?
He will chase cats.
Okay, so no cats.
No
probably no cats.
But he's a good boy, and I think he would fit in most homes.
Kids?
Yes, kids are fine.
Especially, but if you had, like, little small kids, because he is 75 pounds, and he is the kind that would run over there and lick the kid. So, lick the child. I mean,
yes, he would.
Yeah, he probably would run over and lick the child and maybe knock him over. Not because he's mean, but just because he would just love to see somebody.
Yeah, he's kind of a goofball, so.
Yeah. This is a good dog. This could be a great dog. You know, you got a yard. Somebody likes to walk because, you know, he... Do you take him home at night, or do you just pick him up?
Do you have to sleep over the night before you come on to the station, or do you go to Haven to pick him up, pick Bo up in the morning?
Yeah, I go to Haven and pick him up, and then I take him out and I hang out with him for a little while. We go for like a little walk and stuff.
Is he a cuddler?
He's kind of cuddly. I wouldn't say he's like a huge cuddly dog, but he's definitely fine with a lot of physical affection.
Mm-hmm.
He's very excitable.
Well, thank you, Katrina. I'm glad you brought in Bo. And again, Haven Humane, open today for you to come see Bo. Need to find this beautiful creature a forever home.
Anything else?
Of course, we have our Zumba Bash still coming up on the 21st. You can buy tickets online at havenhumane.org or buy them in person at Anderson Family Fitness. They are $20 pre-sale. It's going to be a really fun event. It's Roaring Twenties themed. There's going to be dancing, food, live music, a raffle. It's going to be a really fun time that you should check out.
Well, thank you.
I think that sounds like a great time as usual. And we're so glad we're so happy, I should say, for you to come in on these days, on Fridays, and help us find homes. And we've been really fortunate that all the animals you've taken out on Fridays, where the Haven Humane has over the years, has found a forever home. So there's a good chance, my friends. If you're interested in a pity mix and an affectionate dog and cuter than heck, he looks like he's smiling all the time, give Haven Humane a call going down today and take Bo home.
All right, next.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Katrina. And I do have to, we take this break, I would love to talk about the Olympics.
Oh, we're going to talk about the Olympics.
Yeah.
You were gone for 4 days, and I mean, I know you had a great time. But
I talked a little bit about it last night. There's an annual trip of, you know, like I often say, and I think it's a wonderful saying, and I think it's very true, in order to have friends, you need to be a friend. And I have a friend of mine who, throughout the year, she extends herself. Always, can you meet for coffee? How about coming over for dinner? Would you like to join me for this? And it's we'll really get busy and get tied up with our lives. And when somebody extends themselves, I appreciate that so much, continuing to grow the friendship. So this particular friend of mine puts together in a place that she has up in the mountains and invites a group of girls, women, you know, we're always girls, of friends that go back to her childhood. So I've kind of always felt like not this in a bad way, but I'm the outsider. Like, I don't really have, you know, all these girls grew up in Arcata. One is from Oregon, but most of the other are from that area. But I feel like I'm just now, this is a group of people, girls that have gotten, women have gotten together now for, what, 7-8 years together. And I always have anxiety before I leave. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm not in my bed. But what I do enjoy is this camaraderie, and there's always something that I learn. There's so much great information, books that people read. These are all well-traveled women and all that stuff. So you're asking me, and I'm just telling you that I went to the fire area above, outside of Weed into Lake Shastina. And saw the devastation of the fires there. But it's so great to get home because then, you know, I just feel like, I'm in my sleep number bed.
You know,
You missed me, I know. You missed my long answers.
I just asked you, did you miss the bed? And now we find out about your friends. Are you going to tell us what you had for breakfast? How about it? You know, oh, no, and I made this special drink for everybody.
I did. Vodka blueberry lavender spritzer.
If you want the recipe.
Thank you, Joel Krause.
If you want the,
That's another story.
Want the recipe for the, don't you dare point at the clock at me and say, well, we're getting close to break time after you circled this for 3-4 minutes.
I know I circled. Hey, sleep
Did
number.
You miss your sleep number
I missed
bed.
My sleep number bed. I so miss my sleep number bed. So, and my setting has been 35 in this new sleep number bed that we have. You know, it does vary, from a mattress to mattress. And so we have, the dual split top, and it's just nice to kind of elevate the feet, you know, after long days. And, my sleep number setting was 35.
My sleep number setting is 40. And
yours changes all the time too.
Well, it hasn't changed for about like a week or so.
Okay.
You know what? It's the best mattress we've ever had. Let's just put it that way. We've had two beds. They've both been outstanding.
From Sleep Number.
And you can discover proven quality sleep too. And you can save up to $1,000 on a select Sleep Number 360 smart bed and an adjustable base. Plus free premium delivery and setup that ends Monday. You have to go over to our Sleep Number store and over there in the Target Shopping Center. Talk to any of the pros down there. And they will be more than happy to let you see why Sleep Number is the number one and two mattress in America, according to Consumer Reports. Now, that offer is subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required, and see sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back after these messages.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Shasta County Citizen Journalist is hosting a community town hall Saturday, July 31st at 9 a.m. Lake Redding Park, gazebo area. Freedom and liberty lovers are welcome for peaceful and thoughtful dialogue about concerns and solutions to our county's problems. We'll have guest speakers, food truck, kids games, face painting, balloons, ice cream truck, and more. This is a private event open to the public, so attendance is at the discretion of the hosts. July 31st, 9 a.m., Lake Redding Park. Tell your friends.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. I'm going to bite you If you keep this up, I'm going to bite you. Okay.
David Bowie.
Who's that?
That's
the one I saw a documentary that said he left a hole in the universe. No? No, he didn't. More than anybody else.
Well, he was a force.
Is it more than Dusty Hill from ZZ Top?
Well, for some.
This portion of the show. We'll do that later.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Olympics. Simone Biles.
Isn't that funny how we talk about the Olympics from around the world, the best athletes, and we always go right to Simone Biles?
We don't always, because I have other people I'm going to talk about, too. Taking a whole lot of heat from people because she dropped out of the team gymnastics. She was injured. She wasn't up to her best. She knew that if the team was going to succeed, it wasn't going to be with her, not this time. She's been there for the United States in that team for years. And remember, and of course, the last Olympics has been the best in the world. Well, injuries, which can affect your mental attitude. She looked at it and she said, I'm not my best. We're not going to have a chance. So the next young lady stepped up. The United States won silver in the team gymnastics, and the young lady who stepped up for Simone won the gold in the individual gymnastics. People that are going after her, I think, are people who have never been there.
Can I just say that to me, please let me say this, because I want to read to you first of all. She said, now this is a term I'd not heard of before, but it makes sense to me. She said she continued to have the twisties on all four events, something she's never experienced before, and it's a loss of awareness of where she is in the air, that where she is in the air and her body, we're not in sync from the time that she got into Tokyo. Although it did say that she did experience something familiar to this leading up to 2016. So, I think that when somebody is aware of the fact that their physical and mental, especially something that's like could kill you if you fall out the wrong way, to pull out in that moment to me is a real hero. And this triple somersault in the air is deadly. The biggest thing anybody can do is in that moment, they call it the agony and the defeat, is to say, but boy, did she stay on the side and love her teammates. She didn't like have ego.
No, there wasn't either. And let's just talk about that for a second. In the 100 meter breaststroke, a girl from, I'm not sure which country, I'm sorry, set the world's record for the 100 meter breaststroke. Two Americans, Lily King and Annie Lazar, finished, just right behind you. Mm. I mean, less than, you know, a half second. Well, they won the silver and bronze. So what happened was everybody turned around, you know, when they're finished to see what their time was, see who won, because they don't know. And they saw that world record. The two Americans who swam on either side of her, left and right, immediately went over and started hugging her and congratulating her. Well, then people go, well, you know, somebody else won. It's time, as Lily said, pardon my French, but the fact we are not able to celebrate silver and bronze is BS, except she used the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you know what, Lily? You're right. The people that are upset about this are saying, oh, you just got a silver. I would say 99.9% of them, 99.98% of them had never participated in the Olympics at any type of skill level that high. You know, frankly, the fact that you're there representing our country and you're the very best at what you do in our country, I'm so proud of you that, you know what, you get a medal, that's great. But guess what? If you don't get a medal, I'm still real proud of you.
Yeah.
So, you know what?
Top athlete to make it to
I realize, Olympics. Yeah, I realize. Oh,
you're an Olympian.
And
for the rest of your life, you're an Olympian.
And the pressure that, you know, that has it. Anyway, one last thing before we go to the phones. Shasta County DA plans criminal charges against PG&E for the Zog fire. Mm. It was their fault. All right. Did he hang up?
He did.
Why?
You'd have to ask him.
Oh, who was on the phone?
It was Terry.
Okay.
I bet he's going to say that...
We don't know.
The red, white, and blueprint is going to be, I think, the newest one is coming out today.
Mm, okay.
I think. It's the last Friday of the month. So, well, maybe it wasn't.
Well, can we go back again, sure. Once again, to the Olympics? Is that I was asking Carl because we had lunch yesterday. Both of us had tears in our eyes because we were talking about the greatness of what we see during this, you know, the tribulations and the races and the you know, the greatness. But what we're seeing, what I feel like I'm seeing anyway, is that I'm seeing the camaraderie with all the athletes as they finish. Win or lose. High-fiving, embracing, you go for it, you did it, we're here. And I think that there's great spirit in that. And rather than individual, I don't see any bully. Of course, you know, I am absolutely against anybody kneeling during the flag. I absolutely abhor that, and that's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about at the finish line, during the game, what we're seeing is cheering each other on, and that makes me feel like happy for the human spirit.
Well, you know, the thing I noticed was our first gold medal was won in the foil fencing by a lady who had almost retired from it. But the second one was in Taekwondo, an 18-year-old, and her name is Purely Serbic or Croatian. And yet, you know, totally American girl. And I'm seeing I'm seeing some of our, Olympic athletes are ones who are immigrants or the sons and daughters of immigrants to our country. If you look at our, table tennis, ping pong team, both Asian Americans and both born in America, you know, and this is the strength of America, of course. Is the fact that people that assimilate into our culture, who come here correctly, who, a doctor I talked to the other day, came to this country, the only word he said, English word he could say was apple, who have assimilated totally in our country, love this country, appreciate it maybe more than some who were born here. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Carrie Schutte here from Shasta County Health and Human Services. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms started about, 11 years ago. He's working on 12 years, too. This is locally owned, locally operated. The only place that we buy guns is at Bastiani Arms. Long guns or pistols. This is where I go to get my, if I want to have a new optics put on or, a trigger, a new trigger installed, anything like that. It's only John Bastiani. He's great at that. Customer service is I could say outstanding, but I'm not sure if that's even enough to say about Bastiani Arms. If you're looking for information, if you're looking for guns, if you're looking for the accessories, ammo, go to John Bastiani at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 7:30 at 80 degrees, and we'll be right back.
Summer takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Redding Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Dinorama presents Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, August 13th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for this 21 and over event featuring craft beers, live music, tasty food, and more. Get your tickets today at the Turtle Bay Museum or online at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah. It is 7:34 in the morning, 82 degrees out there here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
All right, 82 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we are heading for 108.
That's
and we
right.
do have a fire update
fire with, updates
with
Jared. Jared?
Yeah, I'm ready. I got the Dixie fire update
okay.
here. It was just updated a few minutes ago. 240,000 acres and 24% containment. The bootleg fire. is at 413,000 acres and 53% containment, so it doesn't seem to have changed since yesterday, from what I can tell.
Okay. Well, that, you know, probably in about another 30 minutes, we'll be watching it. How about the bootleg?
That's the one I just said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Dixie. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, the bootleg fire has, it's
413,000 acres.
Yeah, you know, and it's how much, 50% contained?
53,
now?
Yeah.
So you got to figure another 25,000 acres probably before they get it. And so this morning, it looked like haze again.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I had ash in my car this morning.
Yeah.
You did? Well, I went outside at 5:30, and you know how it is. You just have this heat index that's not leaving, and I usually like to watch the sun just come over the mountains, and there's no, you know, you have to go through the layers before it, you know, right. I couldn't see the sun come over through the layers. Yeah. But that's kind of what we're dealing with right now.
There's a question in the chat pack about Maria Donna and Talkarama with Maria Donna. Maria Donna was hung up at work.
Okay.
Today. And so she let us know. I'm sorry, I should have mentioned something because she does just a great job
out there.
And
everybody looks forward to it.
Oh, yeah, going out in the street and asking people questions. She is such a sweetheart, too. Oh, my gosh. But speaking of sweethearts, we're here with Carrie Schutte, who is the public I call you the public information officer. You probably have other titles.
Well, first, may we congratulate you.
Shasta County Health and Human Services.
Yeah, and that she was honored as the Shasta County Employee of the Month. That's great. Let's get you up there on that microphone.
Does that throw you up to, like, now that the 12 of you compete for of the year? Or did they just bring somebody else in, a dark horse or something?
There was not a campaign of any sort, no. I've actually nominated a lot of people for that award, so it was a nice surprise that somebody also thought that I might be worthy of such an honor. So, yes, it was very, very nice of my colleagues to recognize me.
Well, thank you for being here this morning, because you always have just great information. We love to hear from you.
Well, I have What's missed happening? You guys. It's been so long since I've been here in real life.
Yeah, and we need to, you know, just when you think COVID, you get your arms around it, right? I mean, really, just when you think you get your arms around what's going on, and now, frankly, it's been very confusing coming from the national level.
Mm-hmm.
Do you all find the same thing there? That it seems like sometimes you're getting different guidance.
Yeah, I mean, I would say during the course of this pandemic, one thing that we've learned about pandemics is that they change constantly. And once we think we have our arms wrapped around something, then something new comes up. And so yes, I mean, we have to be really nimble in terms of, you know, keeping up with what's going on, what the recommendations are, all of those sorts of things. So yes, like you said earlier, you miss a day, you miss a lot. So,
Carrie, would you say, are we still full blown in a pandemic?
Our case numbers are growing here in Shasta County, unfortunately, which of course we expected would happen. When we see that happen in, you know, LA and some of the larger parts of the country, we know that we're next. That's happened throughout this whole pandemic. I remember, you know, a year ago we were saying, oh gosh, you know, look at all those terrible things happening down there. And then pretty soon, you know, our cases start to tick up. So
in September.
Yeah. The other day we saw 49 cases in a day. I think yesterday was maybe 31. So that's much different than the fives and the sevens that we were seeing a couple months ago. So
41 cases in a day, and then the next day 39 new additional.
Correct.
Now,
correct. Brand new cases.
I know that we're tracking the cases. I mean, are we trying to find out where they were, like family gatherings? Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's a great question. And yes, we have continued, even though the state requirements lifted on June 15th, our work has not stopped. We still continue to do the contact tracing, which is, you know, finding out who people have had contact with so we can make sure that they're aware, so that they can, you know, quarantine and do what they need to do to make sure that they're not accidentally sharing the virus with other people. So, yes, all of that work has continued. We've been working with employers when there's an outbreak in a workplace and all of those things. None of that's changed for us.
Have we had assisted living facility that got hammered so hard, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to remember the name of it because I don't want to give a name that's not true. Are we finding any facilities or any businesses that seem to be having an outbreak?
There are some businesses here and there that, you know, report mm-hmm. clusters of cases. You know, somebody tests positive and then, you know, the rest of the employees take tests and a handful of them are also positive. Nothing huge. You know, we don't have anywhere that's got 200 employees out or anything like that. But we
have very few places that have 200 employees.
That's also true. Also true.
If I had one person get sick, they takes away a fifth of my workforce.
Right, exactly. We can't have that. So I'm glad you guys are staying safe and healthy.
Yeah. Which is unusual because we would sanitize everything in here. Mm-hmm. We masked most of the time. People came in here. The surprising thing was everybody that rolled through here, do you want us to wear a mask? And they felt comfortable in taking their mask off mm-hmm. in there. And we've not had a case. So
have you, can I just ask a question? And I'm sure a lot of people are asking this now with what we're hearing about the Delta variant and or whichever is happening in the, do they have a test that's just for the Delta variant, A? And B, if those people, those of us that have been inoculated, are we still subject to getting COVID?
Two additional excellent questions. So to your first question, the Delta variant is the way that we know that somebody has a variant that's not the original COVID, if you will, mm-hmm. is that a certain number of cases, they have to meet a certain criteria, and those are sent to the state lab, and they go through what's called whole genome sequencing. And that tells the lab what specific variant of the virus somebody has. The problem with that now is that the state is so backed up with cases that we learned about our first Delta case, which was a person who was diagnosed in April. We didn't find out until, I want to say it was late June. So that's not useful to us, right? Mm-hmm. Because that person was already out and potentially spreading the virus mm-hmm. to other people long before they knew that it was the Delta variant. So we know that it's here. We have some, I can't tell you how many, because if all of the tests were, if everybody who got tested was tested for which variant it might be, then we would know that. But right now, we still just know with that PCR test, are you positive, are you negative? So we have to go with basically, you know, just as has been the case this whole time, with the best knowledge that we have. And right now, we know that the Delta variant is here. We don't know how bad it is, but we also know the virus is spreading pretty quickly in our community based on those numbers. And so it's safe to say that that's probably the cause. It's much more highly contagious.
Now, here's a question that came in. Are people dying from this in Shasta County?
We
having one die, three die?
We have had 242 people who lived in Shasta County who have died from COVID since the beginning.
Since the beginning.
Yes. We have not had a death from the Delta variant at the last I checked, which was probably a week ago.
What about just from COVID in the last month?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
We have.
Yes,
okay,
unfortunately,
that's what I'm talking
yes.
about. Not the Delta, but just COVID.
Right.
How many deaths, and I don't want to be, macabre about this, but which is a question, are we still losing people 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 a month? Or?
Unfortunately, yes. With our last weekly update, we did not have any new deaths reported, which was fantastic. The prior 2 weeks, I believe we had 2 in each of those weeks. So it's, and you know, as you guys know, because you've been following this very closely from the very beginning, yeah. when we see that spike in cases, of course, mm-hmm. we're going to see that spike in hospitalizations and then, unfortunately, a spike in deaths. We had 15 people in the hospital yesterday. That's a lot.
How many in the ICU do we know?
I don't know. I want to say that we had one yesterday.
15 in the hospital, like, say, on vents or
no,
in,
no.
The hospital
just
with
in the hospital.
Take, so they're, like, getting whatever you take to whatever to bite a COVID. Now, what you hear, I mean, many people, and I'm sure you've had this upside the head, I don't know, for the last how long we've been going through this, they say what people, the negative side of what people are saying is that, oh, well, they really didn't die of COVID. They're using the name COVID when they had something else. But how would you clarify if you went into the hospital because it was COVID related? In other words, it was COVID that pushed you over the edge with your immune system or whatever it was in order for a person to pass.
We have a really neat video on our website that our epidemiologist, one of our epidemiologists, explains the process that they go through to determine whether a death is a COVID death. And in summary, I certainly can't say it as eloquently as he does, but they review the death certificates, which are filled out by the attending physician, and our health officers confirm or don't confirm. But the death has to be caused by COVID. If I get hit by a bus and I happen to be COVID positive, that's not a COVID death. COVID did not cause that death. The guy that ran over me caused my death.
But I could have a comorbidity. I could have a total kidney shutdowns and all that, and it's just a matter of time before I pass. But I get COVID, and COVID is what I die from, even though I would have died probably in the next few months.
You know, and that's really the doctor's determination. Okay. If the COVID contributed to the death, it's going to be and a death certificate
COVID
doesn't just list one thing. It'll mm-hmm. say your death was caused by COVID-19 mm-hmm. and the which was contributed to by your chronic okay. kidney disease and okay. all of the different things. Mm-hmm. So it's that death certificate tells the complete story of what it is that caused your death. The thing that's troubling to me about the comorbidities conversation is I was talking to a young man in our office yesterday, and he has asthma. And so he is a very healthy young man. He exercises. He is a very active guy. He's always out in his Jeep. Like, he's an active guy. And he's not going to die of asthma in the next 50 years. We're certainly hoping.
Mm-hmm.
So if he were to get COVID today and die from that, one may discount that death by saying, well, he had a comorbidity, and so he was going to die anyway. Well, he certainly wasn't going to die now or next year or even 20 years from now.
The best explanation I had was from the doctor from Shasta Regional that was here with the first four deaths we had here.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, they all had severe health problems. But they'd still be alive today if it wasn't for COVID.
Exactly.
is the way he put it. And that, to me, was very clear.
Very
that
well said.
If it hadn't been for COVID, they'd still be alive.
They'd still be here, yes, exactly.
You know. Okay, we're with Carrie Schutte, who is the Public Information Officer over at Shasta County Health and Human Services. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about school and the lack of guidance from the state and what kind of predicament that puts us in here in every county, but we're worried about Shasta.
What we're going to experience or what the yes. mandates will be. So we've got it right here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott on this beautiful morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank. They started, and since the day they started, opened up, they've been helping move local dreams forward. Three branches right here in right now, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. Of course, the one at 1845 California Street. And then the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. And the newest branch will be opening in Anderson, California. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's July, and Black Bear Diner is celebrating red, white, and blue all month. Start your morning with two sweet cream pancakes topped with fresh sliced strawberries, our house-made blueberry topping, and whipped cream. Or finish off your favorite Black Bear Diner meal with our California cheesecake, drizzled with blueberry and strawberry toppings, plus whipped cream. Come visit us at the diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading, or order at blackbeardiner.com for takeout and delivery.
Black Bear Diner. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to Rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot here on KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, whether it's a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff Worse can fix it. He'll give you a free consultation. He's not going to take a chance with the safety of your family. He is a true expert from the old school on how to repair windshields. It's a veteran-owned business. You will not be disappointed. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment for that free consultation or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Linda and I are here with Carrie Sheedy, who is the public affairs officer. I don't know, whatever you want to be called.
What is the title official?
You could call me the public information officer. You can call me anything you want.
Okay. Just don't call me late for the show.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And from Shasta County Health and Human Services. Okay, we had the associate superintendent of the Shasta County Office of Education in here, Mike Freeman. Great guy. And the kids are going to, we just got the word is that the students have to mask up for school. That was it.
More.
I mean, no more guidance than that.
More information, please.
What have you all heard?
Well, I would love to tell you what I know. And again, with the caveat, as we discussed earlier, that things change by the minute. So what we know now is that, of course, I have a one still left in school. I've got a junior in high school, and we all want those kids in school. We had a hybrid system in our school district last year where the kids went 2 days a week, and they were at home 3 days a week. And it was better than 0 days a week, but I'll tell you what, it was a big difference when they went back.
Huge impact on people and families who didn't, you know, that meant that one of them had to be home.
Yes. Right. I have no idea how those parents of young kids did it.
And some people rely on two jobs to make it.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So the economic downfall from that. Anyway, let's go back.
So we all want kids in school. I think that is one thing upon which we can all agree.
Yes.
We all want kids in school. And the goal behind this state guidance is to allow students to be back in school safely, even if they are exposed to someone with COVID. So what that means is that some of the prevention practices from last school year are not happening this year, including distancing in the classroom. We're not doing the hybrid thing where half the student body is there at a time. Everybody's back. Everybody's in the classroom like it used to be. So that's great news. For now, the part that is that most people are not real happy about is that masks are still required indoors for all students. Science shows that masks prevent the spread of COVID, and the state is going to revisit that requirement in October, kind of see how it goes for the first couple months, and revisit back in October.
So the protocol look like this. The kids, once they walk into the classroom, sanitize the hands, sit at the desk.
No, they walk into the school with their masks.
Masks. Okay, yeah. But when they're outside the classroom, like on the playground, they can take the mask off.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, so really it's just coming into
the
indoors.
Classroom.
All right. So.
Right, and of course that's because they're close together,
yes.
Right? They're
sports are allowed.
Absolutely. Thank
now,
heavens.
What happens, and this is just, because I asked Mike, what happens to the kids, that come in and the parents just... what if the kids don't mask?
Mm-hmm.
What's the school gonna do?
You know, that's a tough spot for schools, right? You know, they're being told by the state this is what has to happen.
But they're not. The state's not going to enforce it. They're leaving it to the counties to enforce.
The county, Shasta County Public Health, has never been in the business of enforcement, and is certainly not going to start that now. It is up to
you
the school district.
You just present the guidance.
Correct.
That comes through.
We are here to help schools understand what the rules are.
Does Shasta County Health and Human Services ever send out enforcement?
No, we don't. We don't have officers in public health,
but
so no.
But can you, issue citations?
No.
Okay, so you've never done that?
No.
From the very beginning?
Correct.
You just say, this is the rules.
This is what the state of California is mandating at this particular time.
Right. Yes, and businesses, schools, organizations, residents of the community have relied on us for guidance and help with interpreting things, and sometimes businesses mm-hmm. want signs and things like that. We are there to support them in complying with the mm-hmm. state guidance. And mm-hmm. if they opt not to, as you could see, throughout the pandemic, there were many businesses that did not comply with the state guidance.
Right.
They were at first they did until, and I'll just say it, the Gav made that fateful announcement on that Monday at noon when you shut down all the restaurants. Mm-hmm. And people were just didn't know what to do. Instead of saying we're going to shut down this Friday or next Monday, we're going to shut the businesses down. He closed businesses down mm-hmm. that Monday at noon. Absolutely costing people, probably throughout the state, millions and millions of dollars because of things they had bought already.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody can actually tell you something beforehand.
Right, absolutely.
And so has the state issued any more guidance besides that?
Yes, there is. Online there's a big explanation of what, what the rules are and requirements and all of those sorts of things. The thing about the mask is that, as we discussed earlier, we still have, our cases are going up, and we're going to have kids going back to school, which is great news. I think we can all agree that is great news. We've only got, if you're under 12, you can't be vaccinated, even if you wanted to. So we've got 0% of those kids who are vaccinated. And then between 12 and 17, I believe we have about 15% of kids who are vaccinated. So there are 85% of students who can be vaccinated who are, which is fine. That's a parent's choice. And there's a pandemic happening. So the choices right now that we have are vaccine and masks. We don't have a third choice at this time. So.
Okay, if the schools are offering vaccination there, I believe. I think I saw something where the schools can offer vaccination times to students. Do they have to tell the parents?
Oh, my goodness, absolutely.
Okay. It's not like other things that the school can do without telling parents.
No, sir, absolutely not. Shasta County Public Health is actually offering, they're actually going to some of the orientation days to make it easy for parents to get vaccine if they choose to do that for their individual child.
But a kid can't just
say,
I want to be vaccinated.
No.
Okay.
They must have parent consent.
All right.
Yes, most definitely.
I think that. When I saw that, I thought that, but I just wanted to make sure that you said that or told me, nope, Carl, they can just walk in there. But they
can't.
Yes,
a child
just can't be vaccinated at school because they say they want it. The parents have to agree to it.
Most definitely. I've heard that rumor, too, and it was a little bit shocking that
Well,
that would be out there.
I mean,
but
a child can get an abortion, and the parents never know about it. I mean, so there, you know, there's a reason that people worry about that.
For
the
sure.
Parents worry about that.
For sure. I'm a parent myself, and
yeah.
I certainly want to make sure that I am involved in those decisions.
We could do a whole hour here with you, obviously, and we're going to have you on a regular basis, if that's okay with
sure,
you,
anytime.
As long as, you know, just you know, probably 30 minutes at a time, and we just keep taking bites out of this.
Sounds good.
You know, because it seems like this is going to. So you've got a long term appearance contract with us, since it looks like it's never going to stop.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and we're going to come back with One Safe Place. Thank you.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Interest whatsoever in the subject as it builds missile launch sites at a breakneck pace.
Researchers at the Federation of American Scientists estimate that China now has approximately 250 silos under construction. U.S. Strategic Command on Wednesday tweeted a link to news coverage of one of two major fields found in the Western Desert. As well, satellite images from Planet Labs have shown what experts believe to be intercontinental ballistic missile silos under construction in northern China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Five people hurt, plenty of property damage, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, after powerful storms spawned at least one tornado last evening, storms in a number of other states as well, including Ohio. A suspected twister touching down in Wintersville, about 40 miles west of Pittsburgh. A couple of dozen homes damaged there, but no reports of anyone injured. They helped American forces in Afghanistan, and now more than 200 Afghan interpreters and their family members have arrived in the U.S. for resettlement here. They had faced retaliation from the Taliban if they remained in their homeland. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 102 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index off 109, the S&P 23 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so I was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
A pro-democracy protester in Hong Kong sentenced to 9 years prison in the first prosecution under a new national security law. 24-year-old Tong Ying Kit was convicted of inciting secession and terrorism.
Well, the reaction across most of Hong Kong is many people feel that this sentencing is relatively harsh. Of course, what this activist did less than 24 hours after the national security law was introduced, it was relatively extreme. He crashed a motorbike into a number of police officers, but he did it holding a flag. And on that flag had words, the very popular slogans, political slogans that were used during the protest movement that were chanted and said by thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of Hong Kongers throughout 2019.
The BBC's Danny Vincent says the flag read, "Liberate Hong Kong, revolution of our times." News and analysis at townhall.com. Johns Hopkins University taps a Massachusetts police commissioner to serve as a public safety vice president.
The move signals plans to move forward with the creation of a private police force that has sparked protests in the past. Branville Barr Jr. will oversee security for the university, its medicine campuses, and facilities worldwide starting August 30th, and play a leading role in the development and implementation of the force. The university last year paused plans for at least 2 years amid nationwide protests over police brutality. Having a vice president for public safety is a prerequisite to begin negotiations with Baltimore police to formalize police force operations. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The Russian Olympic Committee suggests that athletes who have criticized Russia's presence at the Tokyo Games are just sore losers. Critics raised concern about years of Russian doping revelations and questioned Russia's eligibility. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Friday the 30th of July. Yep, we've just shot through this month, too. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. We already, what national day is it today, buddy?
It is Cheesecake Day.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. It was Cheesecake Day the other day.
No, it wasn't.
Sure?
Maybe it was Raspberry Cheesecake Day or something.
You know what? The only day we could have every day is National Hot Dog Day. Let's just say it.
You know, yesterday was Chili Dog Day.
Oh. Well, all right. You know what? Before we go any further, I do want to do a shout-out for someone's birthday that's tomorrow. It's a milestone birthday, and that's Mike Michalak.
He's going to be 100 years old. Mike Michalak is going to be 100 years old. I know Bertha's listening right now. So make sure that Mike knows that I told everybody that Mike's going to be 100 tomorrow.
The family's, in fact, if you know that name, he's the guy who founded the Fly Shop. And they do so much for our community. So thank you so much, and happy birthday tomorrow for your big birthday. I know family's coming in. We love you. We admire you. We respect you. We think you're amazing.
And making it to 100 is really special.
84 degrees in the downtown studios. Everybody, good morning on this Friday. It is, wow, we are going to have just buck up, folks. It's going to be 108 today, partly cloudy tonight with overnight lows of 76.
Buck up.
Saturday, hot. Okay, I'm just telling you what it says. 105, Saturday night, 74. Sunday, 101. Monday, 101. Tuesday, 101. We do have partly cloudy skies throughout the week as well. But we are just in that kind of weather forecast here. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts.
A veteran-owned business. And as Jared one time said, I said, what's the weather forecast, Jared? He goes, hot. I said, hot, and then he went, damn hot. So, you know what? You were right, Jerry.
365-3793.
Okay.
Give him a call for all your Shasta gas and propane needs.
We're here with One Safe Place, and we're here with Dan Dogert.
Correct.
Is that
correct? Yay!
Oh, yay! I got it right.
Who's the prevention educator and volunteer coordinator for One Safe Place.
And Candace Keating, who is the event coordinator.
Yes.
Good morning, guys.
Are you two new over there? Yes. Semi-new?
Yes. So we have both been there about 2 months now.
About 2 months, yeah.
Yeah, a little. Candace was there about a week before me.
Talk to us. Don't talk to each other. Okay. Because when you do that, your voice goes that way, too.
Okay. So, all right.
You two can talk to each other after you leave here today. Okay, so, Dan, what's your background, buddy? How'd you get here?
Well, I actually started out in sales, mostly through the hospitality industry. So I decided to try something a little different, went out on a limb, and applied for their open position for a prevention educator at One Safe Place. I believe, they asked me, how are you with public speaking? Do you like it? And I said, I love it. That's what I do. So, it was just a really great match. I wanted to get to a place where it wasn't a job. It was more of a mission. And that is what I got at One Safe Place. It's a very, you feel a sense of accomplishment, and you feel a sense of real, like you're helping out the community there. So,
What is a prevention coordinator or educator?
So, for me, I like to kind of use this phrase for it. We're prevention for a reason. We're not solution, because we want to make sure that we don't need a solution to an existing problem. We want to cut out the problem altogether. So What we do in prevention is look for ways to really just find out how we can spearhead different things, such as right now I think one of the first males ever in the position.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a male in your position.
Right. Like, and so me being one of the first males in the position, we did just hire another male in prevention as well. One of the things that we're both working on spearheading big time is the destigmatization of men reporting incidences of domestic violence or sexual assault. Just carries the stigma with it. You'll hear a lot of females reporting, but not too much from males because they're afraid they might be shamed, looked at as weak, don't want to deal with that type of thing. So I think that with two males in the prevention program, we're going to go ahead and jump in front of that one so that we can see, not necessarily that we want to see the numbers increase, but we want to know that we're actually making a difference and the numbers will increase if we...
Well, can I just, not to interrupt you, mm-hmm. but I don't have the statistics in front of me, but I do know from having a conversation with a very dear friend of mine whose brother is in law enforcement in another area. And the rise of domestic violence is from the women.
Yes.
Staggering.
Yes.
Now, I was thinking, okay, does that mean that their husbands are home because of COVID and they just took the damn frying pan and said, bang, I'm done with you? I don't know. I mean, you know, it was, get this image of like, you know, cartoons and stuff that was comedy. But, like, they just can't take it anymore. I don't know, but the fact is that when she said that, I was like, whoa. So I just think it really aligns with you, Dan, being here and saying exactly what you're saying.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it does align. I've been in several webinars to where we're asking which communities we can serve and which need more attention. And I actually was... surprised when one of the advocates speaking was saying she was asked a question about how many men actually report and or who is difficult to get to report, and she said that it's usually straight men in our area, in our community, and not just in our community but across the globe, as we know. It was shocking to me that she said that, it was hard for them to even, broach the conversation or about, sexual assault and domestic violence. It's something that they feel like they have to keep secret. And so we want them to know that they have a voice and they can speak their truth. I know that right now, one in four women experience domestic violence and one in seven men experience domestic violence.
That have reported.
And I think that you'll see that number, grow as we continue to grow our prevention, department.
Well, as we all know, I mean, if you're gifted at sales, and you love the whole, like, believing in something and connecting something, but on this new journey, I'm sure that there is, such a deep spiritual movement as well. And that's what we have experienced, being involved with One Safe Place. When One Safe Place began, when there were two here in town that merged, and the people who have come through our station and that, you know, the fundraising that we've done, we've seen so many people that have, it's really have changed their lives and they've been in a position to really see movement in how to help people. And that's so, there's something so much more than just a product that you're selling. It's about a human being.
Right. Yeah. And that's the main thing, to go back to, Carl's original question as how why I got into what I was doing is I was so tired of selling a product, as you said, every day feeling like it was just a job that me and my company were profiting off of. Now, when I went into One Safe Place and, we were speaking about the potential for me to come on there, you know, they really sold me on the family aspect and what we do for the, community. How we try to keep it all inclusive and get our name out there. In 2013, we changed our name from the Shasta Women's Refuge because, you know, it was kind of, misleading in a way. We changed it to One Safe Place so that it was more inclusive to males and, as well, and, you know, other diverse communities. So,
okay. We're here with Dan Dogert, who is the Prevention Education Director and also the Volunteer Coordinator, and Candace Keating. We'll get to you, Candace, after this break. Candace says, what am I? Shoplifter, just sitting here, who is the event coordinator. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. You know, we turned Mike loose in our house several years ago, gave him the key and said, Mike, we're leaving because you're going to, you know, being with you 24 hours a day is too much. No. And he thoroughly redid our kitchen. He is an artist when it comes to granite, marble, slate. Not just kitchens,
anything
bathrooms, outdoor, you know, redo your backyard with fire pits and all types of neat stuff like that. He is truly a virtuoso when it comes to working in that medium. He works on appointments only, and for a free consultation, give him a call at 241-STONE. Learn more at estategranite.com. It's a veteran-owned business, and Mike supports not just regular parts of, you know, his friends and all these, but he supports places like One Safe Place and others also. He is one of the good guys. Mike Huber and Estate Granite. We'll be right back after these messages.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot here. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Get to the point where these boots are made for walking.
Well, look, you know what? I live with it. Why should I listen to it? It's the 30th of July, 21 in the morning, 84 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by
our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding, California. That's right. They're kind of kitty corner or kitty across the street, if you will, from Sierra Gibbs. For all your jewelry needs, like say for instance you have an estate piece and you want to have it evaluated or valued for your insurance needs, watch repair, being able to take something from an idea and create it with perhaps a loose stone. And anyway, Four Winds Jewelry, they've been with us since day one, and we appreciate them, locally owned and operated. All right, now we are going to segue to to Candace. And Candace is our event coordinator from Wednesday. Well, that's a nice position. Welcome to the show again.
Yes, thank you. We have some awesome events coming up. The most recent is the Speakeasy Soiree Auction event. This is really important because 100% of auction proceeds go towards programs and services that One Safe Place provides for women, children, and men. And that is September 9th. There's a limited number of sponsorship seating. So you guys can call now if you want to be a sponsor. You can call One Safe Place, and my extension is 223, or register on event page on our website, and we'll have our lovely Linda Bott singing during that event.
Well, what's fun about that event is that, you know, we're in the back, and the band is playing, you know, really fun stuff. Everybody dresses up in kind of like, you know, whether they throw a bow on or a wig or whatever, and it's this speakeasy atmosphere, and then they do a really nice silent and a live auction. But let's talk about that. It's so much more than that. It is a fun event. A lot of people who go to a lot of events say that's one of their favorite. It's a mood thing. And that's going to be held at the Sheraton?
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. And how much are the tickets?
So there isn't really any ticket sales happening right now. It is a sponsorship. We sell sponsorship levels. There are three levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So people buy a table.
So people buy a table.
Okay, so let me get that out. I need to get that out on my Facebook. But what I'm saying about this night is that it's kind of a, I don't know, it's just got a different vibe. And what's important to know,
a good vibe.
What's important to know is that we haven't had a lot of fundraising. We didn't get to do Dancing with the Stars this year. We didn't get to do the Crab Feed. So this is really important because it's kind of the yearly let's come back into fundraising mode and get some money in for One Safe Place. You guys, everybody needs it because of what's happening these last 2 years.
Right, yeah. It's really an important time to get the community involved and, you know, have people help out and donate. And, you know, we're able to keep doing what we do.
Yeah. So what else is driving you with your position? And that's really great.
How'd you get into this?
Yeah. So originally I am a student, and then I applied to One Safe Place.
You are a local girl.
I am a local girl. I am born and raised here, yes. And I'm going to school here, and I at Shasta College, and I'm planning on, you know, staying in the community and, you know, working in the community, and, you know, this community really has my heart, and One Safe Place is just such a beautiful cause, and it means so much, and it's just something that really resonates and is such a need. So,
you know, one of the things, and we talk about domestic violence, they say, well, Shasta County has a higher rate. I think one of the reasons, and the leadership of One Safe Place has agreed with me on this, as we've discussed it, is we take it seriously here. We actually have, you know, our police are trained in it, our schools are trained in it. You all are out offering a haven of safety where there's many counties in the state that aren't anything like this. They don't have the facilities that we have, and so then it goes unreported. I think it's like anything. Once you take it seriously and you put it up on the skyline, and you have organizations like you all, that the numbers will go up, because there is, you know, they feel like their safety, so that their safety, they, you know, they report it. I just really believe that. And Angela was there before. We were talking about it one day. Because we take it seriously here in Shasta County, our numbers are up. And that, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword, though. We're helping a lot of people, but, oh, look at Shasta County. They have domestic violence. Yeah, it's because we take it seriously here. Are you finding, you two are both new. Does that resonate with you at all?
Yeah, you know, I think that, like you said, it is a double-edged sword, because there are high reports in Shasta County of domestic violence and sexual assault, because it is, like you said, we do take it seriously here. We act a lot in conjunction with law enforcement, as far as having them speak in our training videos, having them educate us on signs to look for. And then there's, you know, we participate with local doctors who teach us about strangulation and things like that, so signs to look for. But I believe since we do take it so seriously, like you said, our numbers are higher than other places. And it's unfortunate, because it makes, the numbers do have a reflection of us. However, it is nice to know that we have a place that does take this matter
seriously. And let's just point out, this is, you know, where it used to be a woman's shelter.
Yes.
The reason I went to One Safe Place, one of the reasons, is because we have men coming in there.
Absolutely.
And domestic violence, I was told by some people that the domestic violence cases they were seeing at the hospital were mainly men coming in there that had been...
And we talked about that earlier in the program about that we had heard those statistics.
Yeah.
And so that just kind of doubled down what Dan was saying. And so what we've experienced these last couple years, again, is that people being shut in, people maybe not even knowing that that there could be anger or built-up resentment, or how do I function, and so we're seeing things that we probably have never seen before in the domestic violence scene. We do have to take a break. When we come back, we have our folks from One Safe Place. We're so glad that you're here. This is something that we do on a monthly basis, because we always like to bring in something new. Yes, we do promote the events. And as you are sitting in your positions longer, I'm sure you always think, oh, that's a nugget, that's a fact, that's something that we can share when we come on the next time. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy at Maxwell Insurance, taking care of all your insurance needs. I know that she does our life insurance, but she's also one and her staff that can find those of you who maybe have lost your fire insurance policies that have changed, and you need the experts to come in and help you figure out maybe how you start your new year or new world with all your insurance needs. That is 221-0041, located on Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back.
You'll let that go, but you won't let Boots for Walking go, okay?
Well, everybody knows that Lee Greenwood wrote that song for Nancy Sinatra because she had no range in her voice.
Lee Greenwood?
Well, whoever wrote the song for her. Yeah. I thought it was Lee Greenwood.
No.
Okay. Well, whoever wrote it for her knew that song was written specifically for her because Nancy Sinatra has no range in her voice. True?
Who cares?
True?
Who cares?
No.
Cool.
True? True?
Well, you know.
Because she couldn't hit a high note or a low note.
Well,
true?
She had a vibe.
She had a famous father. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Please.
One of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. Recognized by the Watson Health Organization. Proud supporter of Downtown Reading, sponsoring many downtown-focused events. Plus, of course, they're one of the highest-rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They have the TAVR valve replacement, which means instead of having your chest cracked open, they can go right through an artery. You can be, you know, they do it in the morning. You're standing up and walking around in the afternoon, and you go home the next day. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
These boots are made for walking is a hit song written by Lee Hazelwood.
Oh, Hazelwood. That's what I meant.
And recorded by Nancy Sinatra.
Because she had no range in her voice.
I don't care about that. It still is cool in the United States Billboard Hot 100 and the UK Singles Chart. Okay, so did Johnny Cash sing? Okay, let me see if he did it. These boots are made. It would be great if he did it. But anyway,
our
point
guest
is
today from
it was a really cool song. She vibed it. And I don't care if she can. I don't care what kind of notes. She had a niche. So respect the niche. That's what I'm saying. Respect the niche. Next.
She posed nude for Playboy when she was 50.
I don't even want to go there. That
okay.
kind of grosses
just, but
me
that's
out.
Another,
but you know
that's
what?
Another niche. Okay.
Well,
our guest today are Dan Dogert, who is the prevention educator and volunteer coordinator over at One Safe Place, and Candace Keating, who is the event coordinator at One Safe Place. And we were talking about the event coming up on September 9th.
September 9th. Mark your calendars.
That's right. And it's going to be the Speakeasy Night. Or I guess, is there another name for it? Is that it?
The Speakeasy? It's called the Speakeasy Soiree.
Okay. Yeah. And this is the first really big fundraiser that One Safe Place has been able to do because of COVID. It's going to be at the...
It's going to be at the Sheraton Hotel.
Sheraton Hotel. And it is just it's a great event. First of all, everybody has a great time. Food there is a lot of heavy hors d'oeuvres, you could say.
Right,
and
yeah.
You've got all that planned, right?
And wine.
Wine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, it flows. It flows.
it's
there.
A fundraiser at Better. You know, that always helps.
What other things do you, are we going to do the crab feed this year?
So because of COVID, usually we have the crab feed in February, but we were unable to have it this year. So look forward to it next year, next February in 2022. Ticket sales go on December 1st. So keep an eye out for that for all of you that love crab feed.
Can you talk a little bit about what your association with Camp Hope and what is going on there? Is that something separate?
So as far as I understand about Camp Hope, with COVID and lack of staff on, I believe, our end, I'm not sure what they're doing with Camp Hope this year. I thought that
it is in play. I have a friend that's a counselor, but
right.
As I go to your website, I'm seeing that you've got these four wonderful ladies who donated supplies for Camp Hope. And so I was just kind of wanting to maybe get an update of maybe what was happening with the camp. Because I know the gal who does my hair is going to Shasta College as well to get her degree to be, a psychologist. And just opening up her world beyond, you know, like, what's my next life? And so she is a camp counselor this week or last week or something like that. So I was just curious because I've just gone on your website. I'm just looking at all your wonderful things that have been posted. I think that's very important that we all become friends with One Safe Place Facebook page.
Yes. I know that there's a couple of camps that are being hosted right now. As far as I've heard, we are, with COVID and everything, things just got complicated for us this year.
And that's why we need these fundraisers, and we are so happy to
have
two new faces with exciting, vigorous energy, and we're just really happy that you're taking the seat, Dan, and that you feel like you're so passionate about what you're doing.
Well, I am really passionate about it. And so another part of what I do is the volunteer coordinator part. Right now, we are hosting a DVSA class, Domestic Violence Sexual Assault. in August. It'll start August the 10th and go through September the 30th. It'll be 3 hours a night, three nights a week for 8 weeks. So that is for volunteers who complete the class. They'll be certified as a domestic violence and sexual assault advocate, and they'll be able to volunteer in positions that interact directly with our clients. So that's whether it's on the crisis hotline, helping in shelter, or in other ways directly helping clients. And just volunteers are very crucial for many reasons for us. That's one of the things that I handle. We have volunteers daily calling in, whether they want to be certified through our 66-hour program, or they want to volunteer for other, positions as well. But they do, you know, they help us with the crisis hotline shifts, for the weekends and, at nighttime, you know, just, to spell some of our supervisors there and other advocates so they don't have to spend all their time. And, finally, I would like to throw in there that, you know, they take, or they provide, volunteer hours also help us a lot by providing grant requirements for grant match funding. So, you know, we receive crucial funds to provide services, and it's because of our volunteers. So if anyone out there wants to volunteer, please call Dan at 244-0118, and my extension is 220. So if anyone's looking to volunteer, please give me a call.
Okay. It's for somebody that calls One Safe Place and needs help, what's it look like? They call in and say, I need assistance. What happens then?
So what happens there is that ties directly into our crisis hotline. It is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And like I said, we do have volunteers and staff that stay overnight and throughout the day. What that looks like, I know firsthand because I come into reports of clients in crisis seeking services, whereas, you know, before One Safe Place was all encompassed with all these services that we offered, you would usually take you a few weeks, maybe a month, to get all the services that you need. Now you can just come to one place and all the services are provided there for you. So yeah, we're just really getting the ball moving with volunteers. I can't express enough how much we appreciate our volunteers and all that they do for us. They really do.
Let's just switch for a second, before we take our next break about, again, Dan coming into this position and that there's an uptick with, men, being, I don't want to say victims, but however
oh, yeah,
that term
victims,
is
they are victims.
Of assault. Wouldn't you say
it's not necessarily assault? It can be also psychological.
Yeah, psychological, sexual, technologically. There's so many different types of abuse now. You know that a lot of people are unaware of as well, especially in this age of technology.
So would you then encourage our listeners, if somebody's thinking, I need to do something, that especially maybe now that we're looking at the statistics of men, that maybe men can volunteer and come through this program where they're on, for when men come in, they can be with another man.
Yeah, and I think that that's more of our idea. The headspace that we got in was that if they see, you know, people that look like them, that, you know, it's easier to relate to. I think that that is why we moved in the direction of having a couple guys in our prevention department, so that when we do go out to schools, because we do a bullying curriculum, throughout the middle schools and whatnot, and then we also do a teen dating violence curriculum in the high schools. And so when myself and the our other guy in prevention, Nigel, when we get out to schools and whatnot, we like to be someone for, you know, other males to come up and talk to and have the conversation. And it opens it up. So that's the direction we're heading for sure. And yes, the volunteer, the men's volunteers, it helps so much, not only to educate them, but as you said, it makes other men feel comfortable to come and report. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, right. And, also, wait, if somebody walks in or makes an appointment in one safe place, we have advocates ready to help you. If you call the 24-hour crisis hotline, we have advocates ready to help. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
If somebody needs to walk in, we have somebody here for you advocating for
we
you.
We had a friend at one time, and we got to take a break. We're going to talk about that, too, with the 24-hour hotline and training for that, the weeks that she trained and was on call when we would go out. So 8:45 in the morning here on KCNR, we have another segment after these messages.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointment only, the only place I've had my haircut for 14 years, and that's how long I've lived here, is Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold, yes. I can make comments about that, but, you know, about Linda walking in and then saying the testosterone is a little deep in there, which isn't true. We're enlightened individuals that go to Cypress Square Barbershop. Give them a call, 244-9478, for an appointment today. We'll be right back.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
Shasta County Citizen Journalist is hosting a community town hall Saturday, July 31st at 9 a.m. Lake Redding Park, gazebo area. Freedom and liberty lovers are welcome for peaceful and thoughtful dialogue about concerns and solutions to our county's problems. We'll have guest speakers, food truck, kids games, face painting, balloons, ice cream truck, and more. This is a private event open to the public, so attendance is at the discretion of the hosts. July 31st, 9 a.m., Lake Redding Park. Tell your friends.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more, earn more, Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
Just a small town girl, living in
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, starting last night and today, tomorrow and for Sunday is the Wall of Remembrance brought in by the Northern California Veterans Museum and Historical Society, and it is for 9/11. Not only does it have the names on there for the people that died in 9/11, but all the first responders and those who have died in the war on terror since then. It's out there in Anderson if you go past the Walmart up there. It's open 24 hours a day. If you haven't seen it, you need to go there and visit this. This is it's free. They're having a dinner tomorrow night. They're also having our service on Sunday at 10 to honor our Vietnam vets and all veterans, followed by a free lunch. All of this from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Historical Society.
Tell our listeners again, on Sunday, where is the location? I need to hear it again, please.
I don't know the name of the road. It's the same road that the Anderson Walmart is on.
It's Ronda Road.
Ronda Road. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's on Ronda Road. You drive past the Walmart on that road, on Ronda Road, and you'll see it on your right-hand
side. Okay, got it.
Right there. And we're going there tonight to visit it. I think seeing it at night would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look up a few names that I have from friends I had that have died in the war. Oh, thank you. Somebody in here said Ronda Road, told me exactly where it was again. Thank you very much, listeners. So put that on your schedule for this weekend and get more information about that dinner tomorrow night and the service or the celebration on Sunday. Also, please check the skies today at about 10 o'clock. I'm going to be welding with Pat. Pat Karch. I'll be welding, and I've never welded before.
Well, let's talk about what the
project is. I've never welded before, so watch out.
Okay, now, what the project is that you're going to be welding.
Piano Angels. We're putting a sign together that's going to go on the back of
the piano.
Of the piano that we're going to be having this piano go from spot to spot and play downtown. So, but it needed to be welded. So they obviously called on me, the master welder, to do this.
You and Pat, we're welding today, so you can roll it around downtown.
I'm going to try not to set myself on fire. Hey, we're here with Dan Dogert and Candace Keating from One Safe Place. We've been talking about One Safe Place. They are both new there, but Dan hit the ground running, as did Candace. Events coming up. Candace is, you know, she looks so calm now, but in about another month.
Going to be on fire.
With the Speakeasy Soiree that's going to happen on September 9th at the Sheridan. Mm-hmm. It's a fundraiser for One Safe Place. And Dan, have you already gone out and spoken to groups yet, Dan?
For the for fundraiser?
Well, no, for the, you know, you're going to be going, you go to the schools because anti-bullying,
right.
All of these are so important.
Yes.
There's also, we had the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, we're in here talking about the six Ds. If you see an incident happening, distract, how to stop a bullying or maybe a potential act of violence out in town. That was really interesting how you can get involved and not put yourself in harm's way. Are those one of the things, some of the things you talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, since I've only been in my position for about 2 months now, I have tabled a few events. We were just at the Simpson Site Fair last weekend, and that was a great turnout. It was a bunch of future doctors that were looking to intern with companies that you know, are like One Safe Place. And so that was a great event. A lot of education given out there from us, which was great. We had a lot of people interested in volunteering. But to speak more to your point, Carl, we do trainings for businesses and community groups. Again, like I said, with COVID restrictions being less restrictive lately, we do hope to make a positive impact in the elementary schools with our bullying curriculum and the teen dating violence curriculum in high schools that I was speaking about earlier. Hopefully we will be getting back into Camp OSP or whatever that would look like coming down the future. These are all things that prevention gets involved with and that we look to really just bring the message through.
One of the things that, that kids face now that people of my generation never did, and, well, even my daughter never had to have put up with this, was online. And you said the technical bullying. And, you know, kids getting, you know, verbally assaulted on Facebook. And in the worst cases, it's led to suicide. What do you tell kids about that? How do you, you know, say somebody is picking on a kid and on social media. How do you stop that?
Well, so for me, it's a little newer, so I'm still being trained on how to prevent that. I have a few methods that I have learned so far, which is basically providing the information that we do have. And you're speaking directly about children. You know, it's easier with children to get them involved in activities during an educational subject or event going on. You know, we would like to introduce real life scenarios, but not traumatize the child as well. So we do treat it differently than we would, say, a training of, you know, adults or out at the college. Teen dating violence is something that I think goes very under the radar. I think because people believe as long as, you know, the person's not hitting them, especially in high school, their frame of mind is as long as I'm not hitting my my partner, that everything's okay. But there's a lot of other abuse.
Okay, you know, for you know people, if you're if you think your kid's getting bullied, and there are signs of this withdrawals, they're not being interested in school activities, things like this, you know, you can give One Safe Place a call and say, hey, my child's exhibiting these behavior traits. How do people get a hold of you?
So our line there, our direct line is 244-0118. But if there are people in crisis that need to reach our crisis hotline, it is our number there is 244-SAFE. So that'll take you directly to our crisis hotline. Again, that's 244-SAFE. And then any volunteers, like I said, that would like to get a hold of me, again, just call Dan at 244-0118, extension 220.
Okay, and Candace, well, this is Dan Dogert, who is the prevention education leader and the volunteer coordinator. And Candace Keating, who is the event coordinator, like I said, she seems very calm right now. And I've seen your predecessors that seem just like you, very calm. And then the next time I see them a month later, with 2 weeks to go before the event, they're changed.
Yeah, you're not the first person to tell me that.
Okay, thank you so much for being with us today. And, you know, One Safe Place is, it's another part of our community that we need to make a community a whole you know, what can I say, a whole area, you know, a newspaper, museums, a place where people feel safe. That's just part of a community that every community should have. So thank you so much for what you do. I know you're not getting rich off it, but you are, like you said, you're giving
doing great
back.
Things.
That's thank right.
Okay. Make a difference in our world.
Yeah. Remember, everybody, the Wall of Remembrance out there on Rhonda Road. And please go see that this weekend. Try to attend a couple of the events. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.